the hookah pipe.
You ever tried that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love a good hookah pipe.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
Huh.
Yeah.
What do you smoke?
Just the weed. The other tobacco, just it's too rough in through that for me.
Right.
You know? But the weed's perfect, man. It's
oh, you great. Like the weed?
I tried it out just once, and I was like, okay.
It's 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, man.
I have a little story for you.
Talk to me.
I got a booster shot on Friday.
Oh, dear.
Saturday, I felt poor.
Right.
Had a temperature of 102.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Spent the day in bed, really exhausted.
Now, you've had COVID twice, so I think it comes in a tax your system particularly
maybe.
Hard. Your body's like, no!
Maybe, but the second time that I had COVID is enough to scare me to do... I would do that every week if I had
to. Sure. Yeah, you were down, man. Yes. You were freaking out.
That was rough. So, yeah. It was 102 temperature, and I was really tired, and I was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And I had nothing in the house, so I was like, okay, I could order food. Excellent.
Right.
What do I want? My favorite food is lasagna. Okay. Oh, they have lasagna at a place right across the street. A place called D'Amore. So I was like,
"Yeah, man, I've been that high."
So yeah, it was just like that.
Right.
And so I thought, "Oh, I'd have to get out of bed and walk."
Yeah.
So I called one of the delivery
DoorDash.
I called DoorDash.
Yeah, okay.
And I had them go to that restaurant which is less than 100 feet. From my place.
That's awesome, man.
So some guy picked up my food.
Drove all the way over to your neighborhood.
Drove across, took a left, and then I'm here.
Did you tip him well?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Because I felt like such an ass.
No, man, you're going to go into a store, a restaurant, and being all sick. You know, I know you weren't, but they wouldn't know that.
I wasn't sick.
Everybody would freak out. It'd be like, COVID.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about everybody. I was just like, I
That's
don't want to. Okay, so yeah, so I had DoorDash deliver me food from a restaurant less than 100 feet away.
Did he say anything about it at all?
No.
Really?
No.
He's like, oh, you're a total jackass.
And I answered the gate in a robe
and Crocs. Yeah, baby. All right, Crocs.
That's how I roll.
So you just started wearing Crocs, huh, man? New for you.
Listen, so the topic is that we'd like to get started with today is the laziest food ordering.
Oh, okay.
Can be when you're high, can be late at night.
Dude, in New York, man, right across the street, right literally across the street from me was my favorite place. New York Steaks and Chops or whatever.
Did they deliver?
West Side Steaks and Chops. Yes.
Oh, see, they delivered. My place doesn't.
Right. But they knew. I mean, it would take me 2 minutes to run down there and get it, but
it would have
always...
taken me less. But I just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, my excuse was it was 27 floors below, but whatever, man.
Oh, yeah, with an elevator. That's
I know.
Really
yeah,
tough.
It was.
So laziest food ordering.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little drunk order.
Yes.
From a McDonald's just around the corner.
I don't know anybody's going to be able to beat 100 feet away.
Probably not. But they don't have to beat it. They just have to call in with
share
what
they're lazy.
They were lazy and they felt a little guilty for having somebody else bring food from a place so close. 818-955-KLOS. I can't be the only one.
Nah.
818-955-KLOS. I ordered DoorDash to pick up food from a restaurant that's 100 feet away from my place. So we're talking about lazy food ordering. KLOS, hello.
I'm a DoorDasher.
Okay.
And I've delivered food literally across the street because people were either sick or they just didn't want to get out of bed. So I appreciate those people that make us drive less and also tip us.
Ah, see, there you go. I didn't even think about that. So instead of having to drive it clear across the neighborhood,
it takes less of your time.
That's cool.
It takes less of our time, and we get more orders in. And,
sure.
And those you guys are the people that actually tip us better than the people that have a big order and are further away.
Really? Because we feel like assholes.
Yeah, that's the
restaurant's
main reason.
100 feet away from my place.
You know what? You're not an asshole. Those are the assholes that don't want to tip.
Right? Thank you.
So I did a good thing.
Yay, Kevin.
Yay.
Your first ever.
That's great.
Hold on. Make a note.
That's my first good thing.
So thank you very much, and I
thank
love
you.
Listening to you guys.
Thank you very much.
I'm on KLOS now.
Right
thank
on.
You.
Thanks for calling.
So are we. Thank you.
818-955-KLOS.
Your laziest food ordering. We are talking about lazy food ordering because Saturday night I wasn't feeling well, and I ordered, I used a third service. They didn't deliver this restaurant. So I got DoorDash, and I had them pick up. a pizza for me.
From 100 feet away.
From probably less. It said 100 feet on the app, but it's literally across a crosswalk. And I had him pick it up and deliver.
So yeah,
we're talking about the laziest food ordering. You have one of those?
Yes. I once ordered a large order of fries from a burger joint down the block.
And they brought it to you?
And they did, yeah. I felt terrible because I paid $13 for fries.
Listen, but it was worth it, man.
Sometimes you gotta have fries.
Yeah. Keith, fries! You just didn't want to, huh? You didn't have it. You weren't high or anything? You just didn't feel like it?
No, I was just like, I was at work, and I'm like, I don't feel like going. Is anybody going there? Nobody's going there.
Boo.
You know, F this. I'm just going for it.
I like it. Well done.
Right on, man. Thanks
you
for
good
calling.
Work. Yeah. Thank you.
Stay that lazy. Stay lazy, my friend.
Okay. Right on. KLOS, hello.
I go to this bar, and there's a pizza place three doors down.
Yes.
And you could walk there literally, but I had them bring me pizza and wings.
Damn right you did.
And my buddy says, hey, we could go pick it up. Just said, no, I'm too tired.
No, that's three blocks, man. I ain't got that in me. You're trying to have a beverage or 60.
Okay, but wait, did they deliver that place?
Yeah, they deliver.
All right, so my place doesn't deliver, so that's why I had to engage a third party to get my food
going
from 100.
Even further out to continue your laziness.
From 100 feet away.
Yeah, but I do Postmates. You want to hear the dumbest order I ever got?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Half a block down from a 7-Eleven.
Come
I
on.
I delivered five Snickers bars.
Oh, that is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Five Snickers bars. And she made her mother come to the door and get them.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I love that woman.
It's hilarious, man.
She makes me look so much better.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You're lazy food ordering. An extraordinary people are dumb in a minute.
Oh,
you will not believe it.
Nice. Yeah. And brand new Def Leppard music moments away. Brand
fantastic.
New stuff from the band.
Right now we're talking about the laziest food ordering. You have a story?
Hey. This is Mario. I drive for DoorDash.
Yes.
I'm driving for DoorDash right now. I picked up what I thought was an empty bag from McDonald's.
Right.
And I go, there's nothing in here. And they said, yes, there is. And I looked at the receipt, and it was five ketchup packets.
Whoa!
Are you kidding
me? Wow! They better have tipped you. Did they tip you?
And I don't know how much they paid for
right, because you don't know how much.
Whatever I got.
Right.
Wow.
And they probably didn't get charged, but it was just ketchup packets.
Do you think that they went through the drive-thru, got their food, forgot the ketchup, and then just had you go get it?
Right.
That's fantastic.
I was thinking it was some sort of bet. Like, they were like, I bet they won't do it. I bet they will. Five ketchup. I don't know, man. Who knows what
that's
the story
fantastic.
Is.
That's fantastic.
That's a great story, dude.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about the laziest food ordering.
I do Instacart. There was a order for broccoli and cereal. And it was literally just across the street. As soon as I start shopping, they send a message on the app saying that they want to cancel it. And then they told me to call the number. I call the number, and then I get my account hacked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good times.
So they're hackers as well as having terrible taste in food.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, all right, listen, DoorDashers and Postmaters and all of that, anybody ever ask for broccoli and cereal, beware.
Beware of that person. Also,
exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
What are you doing? Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, KLOS?
Hello, KLOS.
Hello? Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, you.
Hey.
You, hey.
This happens a lot. People have me on hold for 4 years.
You're a good boy.
You're a good boy, too.
Who's a good boy?
You're not a good girl, though, because you're not talking on the phone.
So many friends in the neighborhood, they all love you, Papa.
Whatever. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, what's up, guys?
That's happening.
Talking about lazy food ordering.
I'm actually here in L.A. right now on business, and I got really high last night.
Right.
And, yeah, I ordered a pizza from about two blocks away.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes,
well done.
Well, see, you're visiting our fair city.
But
you should be extra lazy when you're – are you on vacation or is it business?
No, it's on business. I'm not working right now.
Even more lazy.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had to enjoy it. No kids.
Yeah.
Had to do the damn thing.
To hell with the man. I hope you charged it to their account, the corporate account.
Oh, definitely. I didn't pay for damn
nice
thing.
Woo-hoo! Nice work.
Hey, Kevin, it's good to hear you, man. Like I said, I'm from Fresno, so it's great to hear you on the radio.
Thank you, man.
To be up there with that other guy for a while.
We used to say Fresno, Fres, yes.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's damn good, isn't it?
I love that.
The more I hear it, the more I like it. New stuff from Def Leppard on a 2 for Tuesday. That is from their Diamond Star Halos that's on the way soon, the album, and that is called Take What You Want on KLOS.
I love that. We got People Are Dumb, a very incredible woman.
Yeah.
Coming up in a second. But first, we're talking about the laziest food ordering based on me ordering food from a restaurant 100 feet away with DoorDash to pick it up. KLOS, hello.
So I used to be a prescription driver for a company called BBS, and I literally drove and delivered this medication for this woman who was in view distance of the pharmacy. It was already after dark. I was doing a double shift, and I called her real name out when I delivered it. She said it wasn't her. Mm-hmm. When I got back to the pharmacy, dropped all my leftovers off. She called the pharmacy, complained because I didn't use her nickname, which wasn't on the receipt.
Jeez,
at all.
Jeez, wow.
She was ticked off.
How different was the name?
It was like Valencia, and her nickname was Rita.
Wow. But you should know that. You should have that in your mind. That's ridiculous.
I should have that knowledge. You're right ahead of time.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. People are crazy.
People are crazy.
Lazy and crazy.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So I was delivering pizzas, and there was these guys who used to work across the street at a computer place. And they would order every day. All they had to do was cross the street.
And you would go over there and get it and drive it and just walk it over to them every day.
Yeah, and they would give me $20.
Wow!
Fantastic.
Hey, that's righteous bucks, man.
Especially for that little work.
Yeah. Probably the best tip of the day
Wasn't it? Fantastic.
Yeah, I broke a sweat, yeah.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, hey, I didn't do it very often, but when I was out partying on the Ohio State campus with my fake ID, I would sometimes crash at my grandma's house because she lived closer.
Right.
And if I'd wake up kind of a little bit hungover in the morning, I would make a phone call from upstairs and order a cheeseburger. And grandma
from your grandma.
Yes.
This is grandma.
And she was happy.
This is the best story ever.
Yes.
She was happy too because she knew where I was. I was a bit of a wild child, so she had me close to home. I could jam my stereo.
Mom! Meatballs!
Oh, grandma.
That's fantastic. That's the best story by far.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Well,
thank
done.
You.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Every day, close to 350.
Thereabouts.
And 550.
Uh-huh.
We do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Woman rescued after falling in toilet trying to get phone.
Oh, no. Toilet?
Yeah, it's worse than that.
Okay.
This comes out of the state of Washington.
It's a big toilet.
A woman who accidentally dropped her cell phone into the hole of an outhouse.
Oh, no.
In a national forest.
Ooh, a latrine.
She was at the top of Mount Walker in the Olympic National Forest, northwest of Seattle.
Blech.
She had been using her phone while using the facility.
Here's a good reason not to do that. To be dialing from the throne.
Correct. So it fell in the outhouse toilet.
Oh, God. When was the last time you were in one of those?
Concerts and stuff, but those are nasty.
Ones out there in the forest when you're camping or hiking are a whole different level.
I'm sure.
Stunningly bad. The odor kill you.
So, but she wanted her phone.
No, it's lost cause.
No, not for her.
It's dead.
She disassembled the toilet seat and used dog leashes to try and get the phone.
Oh, man, let it go.
And she couldn't quite get it, so then she rejiggered the dog leashes.
Yeah.
To firm herself.
What?
As she reached for it.
Oh, you dingbat.
Uh-huh.
No.
That effort failed. And she fell into the outhouse headfirst.
Oh, man.
The woman was alone and tried to get out for 10 to 15 minutes.
No wonder she's alone. Who's going to spend any time with her?
Found her phone. So mission accomplished.
You know what? All the rice in the world ain't going to help that phone.
And it still worked. She dialed 911. and got help.
Hi, I'm calling from the bottom of a latrine.
Hi, where are you exactly? I don't know. I'm in the mountains. You have to just go to the mountains. You can't miss me.
There is no cleaning that smell off, man. You can get like a fire hose for weeks.
Funny you would bring that up.
Oh, no.
She was washed down and, quote, strongly encouraged to seek medical attention after being exposed to human waste.
Lots of
it. Did she do that? No, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. She said she just wanted to go home.
Nobody at home wants her there.
Well, there's
ever no anyone.
First of all, there's no one there.
Right.
Maybe a cat. Maybe. And if your phone falls in an outhouse, bye-bye phone.
Yes, it's toast.
There's
nothing
possible
on there
way
that you need so bad.
No.
Nothing.
Oh, that's so gross.
Head first. Splash.
For 10 to 15
and
minutes.
And then in order to, you know, turn yourself around, you got to stand up. You're 100% covered.
Oh,
100%.
That is not smart.
Wow.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba Booey.
This is one of my favorite stories in a long time.
Okay.
Because I love the fake it till you make it.
Oh, sure. Okay. Sure.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. You got it in this world.
The tweet starts, Radiohead's Johnny Greenwood, now an Oscar-nominated film composer.
Yeah, that's true.
Faked playing keyboards in the band when he first joined in the 80s because he didn't know how to play it.
What? Wait, so he joins Radiohead as a keyboard player, but
yes,
he couldn't play keyboards?
Yes. He quote tweeted this part.
Uh-huh.
The best part, York didn't know Greenwood was faking it. And he actually complimented his playing.
Huh.
They made quite a racket, quite a noise, the guitarist continued. It was all guitars and distortion. And so I would pretend to play for weeks on end. And then Tom would say, I can't quite hear what you're doing, but I think you're adding a real interesting texture.
Well, I mean, Radiohead music is kind of chaotic, so that makes a weird sort of sense.
And I'm thinking, no, you can't, because I'm not really playing. Greenwood added.
Wow.
And I'd go home in the evening and work out how to actually play the chords.
Wow.
And cautiously, over the next few months, I would start turning the keyboard up, and that's how I started in Radiohead.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
You like, kind of suddenly be like, you're getting a little stilted there. You used to sound so freestyle, and now you're like,
did they not
audition him?
They didn't
him
have
up
any kind of audition.
No. Well, you know, it's a rock band, man.
Maybe it was a friend.
Alternative rock band.
Maybe he was a friend and he said he could play keep whatever. I don't know. But they certainly didn't have an audition.
That's so beautiful.
So we're going to talk about you lied to get a job.
Lied to get a job.
And at the other place that I worked at, Omar, who was our production guy.
Yeah.
He used to work in the promotions department. He came in to apply to be our production director.
Mm-hmm. Which is like a lot of working with audio editing stuff.
A lot of editing.
A lot of editing, yeah.
So I was asking him questions about what he could do.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even use Pro Tools at the time, but I said, you know how to use Pro Tools? And he goes, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
And I said, Adobe Audition, we do a lot with. You know, oh, yeah, I know all about that. He didn't know.
Wow, really?
He didn't have the faintest idea.
Well, I mean, it's a computer program. I mean, if you have any.
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Incredibly smart people can fake it till they make it.
Sure.
So
he
learned. I use Adobe Audition to this day. He learned how to use it better than me. Probably in 6 months. Like, I would call him and ask him how to do stuff.
Right.
But at the time, he lied, and we said, all right, congratulations, you have the job. And then he learned how to do it.
Wow, man. You know, I mean, yeah, that just is, it's like so, I guess you're just committed to, if I get caught, oh well. But
right.
So nerve-wracking.
What's the downside?
To,
okay,
yeah,
they say
big
no.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you just dive in those first few days when you really don't have any idea what you're doing.
Any idea.
Woo!
He may have learned at home. He put a lot of time into learning at home. But I'm telling you that I have used that program for a long time. And he was better than me so quickly.
Because he's a quick study.
Now,
there is no way as a 911 operator, which I did for like 3 months.
Which is frightening.
That is not how it happens there. There is no way, man. I mean, the training that I got was so insane and so awesome and so intense and so deep that I actually realized I'm way over my head on this.
Yeah, but this
I
was radio.
This. Right, exactly.
And this was rock and roll
in
Radiohead's case.
But I'm just saying, you know, there are times you can't fake
Correct.
It, but I certainly, right. I respect it if you can pull that off. Well done, Omar.
818-955-KLOS, if you lied to get a job. Maybe you told them that you were able to use whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Pages or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I used to be the Pope, so I can totally run your church. No problem.
I don't think that used to be the Pope works.
Really?
No.
I would try it.
I would like to hear you try it. 818-955-KLOS. You lied to get a job.
A couple in a row from Pink Floyd on a 2 for Tuesday. Have a cigar, why don't you? 955-KLOS. Southern California's rock station. Do you like cigars, Kevin?
I don't. I've never liked cigars.
Really? No. I like when other people smoke them.
Do you?
My grandpa used to smoke them.
You like
them.
The smell of them?
I love it. Totally love it. But I don't like them myself. Yeah.
That's super weird.
Yeah. I love that.
All right. We are talking about lying to get a job. You lied to get a job. KLOS.
Oh, my God. I got through.
Yes,
wow.
You did. Wow.
Oh, and God. Your little doggy, too.
And your little doggy, too.
All right.
I was just like, I was listening, and I'm like, oh, I totally did that. And it was really scary, but it worked out.
Nice. What?
So I was 19, and I lied about my age, first of all. It's this place called the Velvet Turtle in Pasadena.
Right.
And I said, yeah, I had a lot of experience as a cocktail waitress. I didn't know jack diddly squat.
Yeah.
Yeah, nicely done.
And you had to be 21. But anyway, oh, I learned. And the head bartender was such a doll, and I learned really fast. But I remember the first night I looked at the wall, and when nobody was looking, I was, like, screaming at the wall, like, oh, my God. I learned how to carry a tray that night. It was awesome.
How did, the first drink order that came in that you didn't know how to make, how did you cover that?
So, no, I wasn't bartending. I was cocktailing, but there was a way to call drinks out.
Right.
And you had the line glasses up in a certain way by alcohol, by rocks, by highballs, martinis.
Right, but you didn't know any of that.
I didn't know jack. Zero. Zip, zero, zilch.
Wow.
Well, good for you.
That's
fantastic.
That's
kind of cool, actually, especially if you can pull it off. Well done.
Well done, Wicked Witch of the West.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I went into this Hardee's restaurant in Jersey, right? And there was all these hot moms working in there. So I said, got any openings? They said, yeah. So I told them I was 18 because you got to be 18 to work after 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I was.
Didn't anybody look at your ID?
No, they didn't look at nothing, man. They just hired me on the spot.
Just take right? your word for it. All right.
So I'm, you know, shacking up with the head cashier. So after I get done, she goes, "How old are you really?" I go, 15. She goes, "Oh, I'm robbing the cradle."
Wow. Wow. She could go to jail.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's getting a different job.
Yes, it is.
Lying to get a different job.
It was cooking hamburgers with benefits, right?
That's awesome, man. Thank you for calling. Yeah, you know, in the 80s, I got hired in radio. I was 18. I was supposed to be in high school still. And
oh, really?
They never checked my ID. They didn't. Where you weren't allowed to ask how old someone was at that point in time.
Really?
It was a really
That's
big
so
deal.
Dumb.
Yeah. So when he found out I was like 18, he's like, "Oh,
that's hilarious."
Never hired your ass. 818-955-KLOS.
You lied to get a job. KLOS 95.5. Totally
right?
lost now.
Yeah,
it's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're talking about lying to get a job. You did that?
I was a claim adjuster.
Mm-hmm.
I took a class. I did not know anything about the class. Storm came, Superstorm Sandy came, and they were hiring IAs, independent adjusters, to go out to Superstorm Sandy.
Right.
And work the storm. Well, I had no construction experience. I had no insurance experience.
And you're supposed to go out and say what a property is worth?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably shouldn't say that on air, right?
No!
So what I ended up doing, and in fact, I was petrified of heights as well. So not only that, I had to climb roofs and make an assessment on the roof.
Why were you doing that when you didn't know anything about it? Does it pay that well?
It pays really well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. How long did you do it without knowing what you were doing?
Probably 3 to 4 months, I would say.
And do you think any of the houses you under or over evaluated at the beginning?
Oh, no. We got called into the office of the manager going, "Hey, you guys suck." We're like,
"Thank God."
We're like, "What do you mean we suck?" He's like, "Dude, have you ever written an ejectomate?" And we had to look at it. We had to look at him and go, "No, this is our first time on this storm."
That's hilarious.
So they actually invited me back to the next storm. And I've worked now in the industry since 2012. So I've got my belt underneath me now. And Now I'm a consultant in the industry. So I've built up my intelligence in terms of claim handling. And
that's interesting. That's interesting.
Except for those first 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Those people got ripped off.
To hell with them.
I had no idea what I was doing. Absolutely none.
Right on, man. Thanks for coughing up, confessing.
Not a problem.
Dangerous word for us.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you. You lied to get a job?
I was asked by someone if I wanted to be a bartender, and I said, oh, yeah, I can do that. Mm-hmm. I had been a cocktail waitress before. So she says, okay, can you start tomorrow? And I said, yeah, what time? She says, 10. And I said, fine. So on the way home, I stopped off at the library and I checked out a book about bartending. And then the next day she called to make sure I got there and got open and everything. And I said, oh, I have to be honest with you. I really don't know how to bartend. And she says, oh, that's okay. I'll just teach you over the phone.
Over the phone?
Really?
Wow.
Over the phone. Huh. Yes. So I learned how to do that. And I was always complimented on two of my drinks.
Right.
My Bloody Marys and my vodka martinis.
Why? I love a good vodka martini. Why were they so good? What'd you do differently?
Because if I tell you that I'm giving away state secrets.
Yeah, and I gotcha. Was it a dirty glass, like a dirty shaker? Let me just ask that real quick.
No, I blew a kiss into the glass.
Gotcha.
All right, thank you.
All right, you take
thanks
care.
For calling.
Yeah, thanks, and well done. I like going to the library, figure out how to do your new job. Right on, thanks.
And now you can just look at YouTube and have a 9-year-old explain it to you.
Yeah, exactly.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'm not going to say my name because I work at a prestigious Christian university, but I'm not Christian.
Is that really a requirement?
It kind of is. They make you write a paper about it, and they interview about it specifically, and I told them I was.
Are you agnostic or atheist?
The one where I don't really care.
Yeah, agnostic.
That one, yeah, that's the
all
one.
Right. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't say your name. Just give us your first name.
Well, what do you think they would do if they found out? Would they burn you at the stake?
I don't think we're at that.
Maybe
point.
No, they're kind of hyper about it, and they encourage you to do it. But I teach. Well, I don't know if it's giving away.
No, yeah, don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. Yeah, no.
Do it.
Don't do that to yourself either, sir.
I will not.
All right, thank you.
Not at that school.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that'd be like a weird thing. You're afraid they're going to find out.
Yes,
about
it
you.
Would.
Well, you were watching The Exorcist and that's having a good crazy. Laugh at it. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what that would be.
How they would figure it
out. Yeah. 818-955-KLOS.
You lied to get a job. You guys lie a lot. Everybody that listens to this station lies. Yeah, that's what we're learning.
One of us. One of us.
So you lied to get a job?
Oh, hey, I lied to get into the military.
Really? What do you have to tell them to get in the military?
That you're older than you are?
On your enlistment paperwork, if you ever did any drugs.
Oh, I imagine everyone lied on that
they
question,
have to, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to tell them everything I did, so I told them I only smoked weed 3 times. And the night before my drug test, I smoked a whole lot of weed, and I definitely failed my test. So my recruiter asked me, "Man, what did you do? Like, how many times did you really smoke?" And I was like, 400,000 or 500,000 times.
And, hilarious.
He's like, we'll say 4. I'm like, all right, cool. 4.
Hilarious.
I had to go back about a month later, retake my test. I couldn't get the job that I wanted, which was supposed to be Intel. I did really well on my entrance exam, but they stuck me in finance.
Finance?
Oh, that is not what you want.
No.
But then again, you're a liar.
Yeah, exactly. You can be a pothead and a liar, but you can still handle government money.
That sounds about right.
That's fantastic.
Exactly.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, I was calling about lying to get a job.
Yes, you lied to get a job. How?
I did. It was about 40 plus years ago. I don't know if you know what Topanga Victory is. It used to be it's a Roy's and a Fleming now. It used to be a thrifty rent-a-car.
Okay.
You had to be. I got a job as a lot boy, and you had to be 18 or older and know how to drive. So I lied. I was only 15, didn't know how to drive a car. And
do they not check your license? What's happening?
Yeah, you think that would...
You would think.
Right?
They kept asking me for my license, and I said, oh, God, I forgot it. I'll get it to you tomorrow. I'll get it to you tomorrow. That went on for a couple of months, and they finally just kind of gave up, or they just kind of forgot about it.
Right.
And
people
and
run their businesses like amateur whorehouses. It's insane.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and you prefer a professionally run whorehouse.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. They're much smoother.
And the thing crazy about that is you're driving a car, too. So really,
yeah.
You know, you don't really think about it. But now that I'm 60, you're like, oh, my God, you got some crazy kid behind a wheel who doesn't know how to drive. And then the funny part, too, was the people who I would drive back to, like, if their car was getting worked on, they'd ask me, they look at me and they go, are you old enough to drive? You know, you kind of have that look, which is you're telling the truth. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Ah.
And then, you know, they just figure, like, oh, he's just joking around.
Yeah,
right.
They laugh,
that's the right answer, actually, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you know how to drive?
Good
deflection. I do a great job. And they're like, well, how come you can't start the car?
Have you ever learned to drive?
Yes.
Well done.
All right.
Nice. Word to your refrigerator.
Was something that was actually said.
Yes.
In real life.
In a commercial by, what's his face?
This is a, by Daniel Ice.
Yeah.
This is one of the weirdest stories I've ever seen. Michigan kindergartner brings tequila to school and shares with classmates.
I saw that.
Some parents are outraged after learning a kindergartner brought alcohol to school and shared it with classmates.
Shared it? Oh, man. No, that's terrible.
A Michigan student shared a bottle of Jose Cuervo mix with 10% alcohol content.
That's the terrible part.
With four students at Grand River Academy before a teacher stepped in and stopped it.
Should have brought in some quality tequila.
So is that the problem? It wasn't quality? Wasn't high enough quality?
No, but I mean, you know, kids are going to get into everything. You can't be too mad at them. It's not that.
I mean, I would think
terrible,
that's a lot on the parents.
I suppose.
Somehow your kid got out of your house for kindergarten with a bottle of tequila. That seems like a parent thing.
Well, now here's another story kind of like that. This kid got out of the house with his toaster from his kitchen.
What?
Apparently, my kid got in trouble today for packing our toaster in his backpack and then pulling it out at lunch to make Pop-Tarts for his class.
What a hero!
That's a cool kid!
That's fantastic.
I mean, yeah, they're both just trying to be social and make, you know, like, everybody happy. So.
And they're sharing.
Yeah, you know, like, hey, mom and dad love their tequila.
Right, you will too.
And who doesn't love Pop-Tarts? So
no,
I'm going to sneak a toaster out of the house. And
that's fantastic.
How do you get a kid in trouble for that? That's just cool.
All right, let's take your story instead of my story. And let's say your kid got in trouble for doing something.
Oh, something funny.
But you found it funny.
Right.
Your kid got in trouble for doing something, but you found it funny. So the tequila one, not so much. The Pop-Tart one.
There you go.
Kid brought a toaster.
Yeah, man.
That kid's
thinking
a baller.
Ahead. Yeah. That's...
Thinking ahead, setting it up, and probably charging other kids.
Cool kid. Tell, you know, so you had a deal with your kids about getting in trouble.
I don't need to.
Oh, I love this story. You got to tell everybody.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Okay, but this is off topic.
Okay, that's fine. It's kind of, yeah.
I told my kids, if they ever got arrested, I would bail them out. If I found it funny.
What they did.
Yes.
Did they take you up on the offer?
They did not.
Oh, well, that's...
They did not.
That's,
so that
they,
does make me happy. But.
Did their friends, they had to have told their friends at some point.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Dad
I would, I'm
tells
sure.
me that if we ever get busted for something funny...
It has to be funny. There has to be comedy. That's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
We're talking about...
Your kid did
Your kid
something
got
funny.
In trouble, and you found it hilarious. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. We're basing this hour on the kid that brought a toaster to school.
Yeah.
And made Pop-Tarts for all of his friends.
And then he got in trouble. Come on. What kind of crappy teacher is that?
So the question is, your kid got in trouble for doing something that you found funny. You had that?
Yeah. He's now 16, almost 17. And this happened when he was in first grade. So he was like 5 or 6.
All right.
And I get called in to talk to the teacher. And apparently he was finding those little roly-poly bugs, you know, those little gray bugs.
Right.
And he was stepping on them. And he was killing them.
Squish.
And it upset the whole entire class, and they were all in tears.
Oh.
And, you know, so she called me after this conference, and I'm like, you're kidding me. I thought he was, like, in serious trouble. I mean, it's a bug.
Right.
Come on. You know.
Right.
So
listen, that's his first sign of... That's a first sign of a serial killer right there.
Roly-poly bug.
Well, yep.
I don't think he's a pretty good kids.
Okay, all right.
No, he's doing everybody a favor. Get rid of them damn things. Good for him.
Exactly. I was like, you know what? I think that kids need to suck it up a little bit.
Exactly. Stupid kindergartners.
I like it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello. Your kid got in trouble for something that you found funny.
Yes. So he was out at school, and he was talking to his homeboys, and he said, hey, you like Dragon Ball Z? And his friend said, yeah. And then he also, my son then responded, how about you, do you like me dragging these balls across your face?
Is he the guy who calls in every day to us now?
How old was he?
He was, this happened like 2 weeks ago.
How old is he?
8 years old.
And where did he hear that joke from?
Probably from KLOS.
I'm assuming his friends. It wasn't from his mom and dad.
Come on.
Liar.
Come on, Dad. You know.
That is awesome, man. That is hilarious.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Your kid got in trouble, but you found it funny. We're talking about your kid did something that he got in trouble for, but you found it funny.
Well, it was more ridiculous. He was in junior high, and a school teacher, teacher called us up and wanted us to come in for a parent-teacher conference. So my husband and I, grandparents at the time, my daughter, now 50, go down to the school. And she sits us down to let us know that when she was talking to him, he rolled his eyes. The three of us had to take off work to go down there.
Wow.
And I mean, my husband reamed her a new one.
Good.
Wow.
So years later, his little brother brings a knife to school so he could cut his muffin, and he gets suspended for that.
Well, he should have.
I don't know about that. I'm rolling my eyes at that.
He brought a knife to school.
Well, he had to cut a muffin.
You know, just like he didn't know any better. He was like 7 or 8.
Hey, I'll cut a muffin, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Your kid did something that he got in trouble for. He got in trouble for, but you thought it was funny. Right now we're talking about your kid did something and got in trouble, but you found it funny.
Oh, my God. So he's 33 now, but when he was in, like, third grade, he had just learned how to whistle, and he was whistling in an assembly, and the teacher went over to stop him, and he gave chase.
He what?
And they chased him. His teachers chased him all over the school.
So your kid, hold on. So your kid, when they came over to shut him up, ran.
Ran.
That's hilarious.
Wow, that's weird. What do you think got into him? Why would he run?
Because that's what he does.
That's awesome. What he does. Run, Forrest, run.
So they called me at the dinner table that night. I'm telling my husband. And I had to, like, actually get up and walk into the kitchen to tell him because I couldn't stop myself from laughing.
And did he run when you told him, your husband?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay. I just wonder where that came from.
I just love that reaction.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Just to take off.
I think he was able to maintain himself.
That's fantastic. Right.
Thanks for calling. It is exciting when you learn to whistle. Thank you.
I wouldn't know.
818. Really? You can't whistle? I'm not very good at it either. That's weird.
I can whistle loud. I can do that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but it's annoying.
Really annoying. Yeah. If I come over and tell you, you're going to run?
Yes.
Stop that. 818-955-KLOS.
Your kid got in trouble, but you found it funny. We're talking about your kid got in trouble. This all started with a kid who brought a toaster to school.
Snuck it out in his backpack from home.
And made Pop-Tarts for all of his friends at lunch.
That kid rules.
That kid rules, and I'm sure he got in trouble.
He's the best.
So the topic is your kid got in trouble, but you found it funny.
So my son was in first grade in Catholic school, and someone was messing with his jacket. And then so the first thing that came out of his mouth was, what the F?
Right.
Now,
that doesn't go over with the nuns, yeah.
No, it did not. And then when he got home, of course, wifey's mad at me because she thinks he got it from me.
Of course he did.
Come to find out, it was from her.
Is that right? How did you find out it was her?
Because a couple days after that, she was at work, working from home. She messed up and went, what the?
All right.
I pointed right at her and was like, yep, that's you.
Ding, 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 ding.
I love that she tried to pin it on you when she knew it was her.
Well, she certainly figured it out.
Yeah, between her and I do have sailor mouth.
I gotcha.
Right on, man. Dude, thanks for calling. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
What did your kid get in trouble for that you thought was funny?
They were doing spitwads at school.
Mm-hmm.
One of the kids got hit. And the mom did have a fit.
Oh, come on. Did he get hit in the eye?
No, he got hit on the cheek.
Oh,
big
really?
Deal. Who didn't get hit on the cheek by a spitball at one point or another?
Fuck that kid.
Exactly. The mom, too.
The mom, too.
He ended up going to court.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
No.
Why would court hear that that case?
Yeah, the judge would be like, get the hell out.
The judge laughed, too. Because these are what kids do.
Yes. I love that the judge laughed.
My son's hurt.
I would have had my son sitting outside of the courthouse, and when she came out,
nail her.
Get destroyed.
Pew, pew, pew. Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
Wow. KLOS, hello.
My son used to hold grudges. There's this kid that used to bully him, and I guess he found him in the bathroom one day and pantsed him and Spartan kicked him out of the bathroom butt naked.
Oh, no. And?
Oh, my God. I thought they were going to call the cops on him. Afraid they were going to kick him out of school because he locked him out of the bathroom and just left him outside with no pants.
I mean, that's pretty strong.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the show Freaks and Geeks? That happened to one of the kids in there. Yeah, you have? Yeah. So yeah. Sam had to go running around the school, and then everybody thought he was streaking, so it actually turned out kind of good.
If you haven't seen Freaks and Geeks, you need to catch up on it.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
So good.
Dude, thank you for calling, man. No pantsing anybody.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a story for you guys.
Yep, go ahead.
I had a niece. She's about 16 now, but when she was 8, she pulled a fire alarm.
Uh-oh.
Because I install fire alarms for a living.
Oh.
So she wanted to see if Uncle would come.
Oh, that's cute.
That's very sweet.
And it's a good excuse. She knew that wasn't really the case, but she's like, I want to hear that sound. It's cool.
Plus, it'll get me out of class.
Yeah.
She had to get pulled out of class, and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law had to show up. But when they found out why she got pulled out of class and... Yeah, everybody kind of had a chuckle.
Yeah, and that's just sweet.
The principal didn't think it was too funny.
No,
but,
of course.
Whatever. Yeah. They're always that way. Thanks for calling, man.
We're talking about your kid got in trouble, but you found it funny.
You know how, like, they used to hang door hangers with free samples of stuff on your doors back in the day?
Yes.
Seventh grade and Starburst had just come out. I'm walking to school... and there is two condemned buildings. They dumped like 50 packages, full packs of Starburst off in the front of these buildings. I swooped them up, put them in my backpack. I'm chewing them in class, and the teacher goes, "What are you eating?" And I said, "A new candy." And she goes, "I hope you brought enough for everybody." And I pulled a Spicoli and said, "As a matter of fact, I did." And I opened my backpack and handed out a whole pack of Starburst to everybody in the class.
Nice.
And two for the teacher. When they called my mom, I got home, she was in tears crying.
That's fantastic, because you knew that question was coming and you had an answer.
You know, they just should suck it up sometimes. Yeah. You know, just like, you know what, if the kid won, it's okay. You know, every once in a while, just let the kid win.
Let the kid win.
Yeah. Let the Wookiee win and the kid. Thanks for calling, dude. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a little different, but he got in a fight and I punched the kid in the nose. Mm-hmm. He was probably like 6 or 7. And I asked him why he punched the kid in the nose. I got in a fight. And he told me he called him a P-O-O-S-Y. And yes. I said, that's P-U-S-S-Y.
That's not the way it's spelled, I was going to say.
Yeah, so I corrected his spelling, and of course, he called him a Of course, you punched him in the nose.
Of course.
Yeah, no, exactly.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
So it wasn't my kid, but it was a friend of mine's kid who is an AP all-honor student. And during online learning, he pre-recorded himself in different outfits. So that way, when class started, he would play this recording.
Wow!
During the Zoom meetings, right? And then he would go make breakfast or shoot hoops or sleep in.
Wow!
Come back later, watch the class recording, still turn in all the homework and pass everything with honors and A's.
Wow!
At the school, wanted his parents to get him in trouble. They're like, "No way, this kid's a genius. We're going to..."
we're giving him props for this one.
Wow. There you go. Let the kid win.
I can give him a little extra money on that.
Yeah.
That's genius level. That's
awesome.
That is genius
that
level.
That is, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. He needs to work for the CIA or whatever eventually.
Totally. The kid rocks.
Wow. That is awesome, man. That is brilliant.
Thank you for calling.
Dude, thanks for calling.
Whatever happened to the guys in that band, right? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood, also known as Cycle Mike, called Great News with Kevin and Mike, because you need good news to balance out all the bad. It's on YouTube. That's where you should watch it.
Yeah, you find some really amazing stories,
there's
you guys
a
do.
Lot of good stories, yeah. That are visual, so you can watch it on YouTube or anywhere else you find podcasts. It is time for What We Learned, sponsored by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked about lazy food ordering, and a guy called and said he had to drive through a McDonald's and the bag felt empty, and the guy that he was delivering to had only ordered 5 ketchup packets.
That is classic.
That's fantastic. That's so good. Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead joined the group in the 80s on keyboards. And he had no idea how to play keyboards.
Fake it till you make it, but damn, that's nervy,
that's
man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And finally, your kid did something that he got in trouble for, and you thought it was funny. A kid got hit with a spitball on the cheek, and the victim's family took it to court. And the judge did the right thing and laughed.
That's what kids do.
Right.
Get out of my court.
It's so dumb.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy that. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out. Give us the mindset of a baseball team down 2-0 in the playoffs.
Okay, Bean. Well, I had to trade my sister for a donkey. What's
why
wrong with you?
Terrible. Why did you trade your sister for a donkey?
Good deal.
To put on a donkey show.
This guy's pretty lazy. He just goes around eating old ladies and cows.
Just takes what he wants.
Yeah, man.
Kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Cassiosaurus Rex has arrived.
What's his problem?
The word for this hour is Vegas.
Woo! Yeah, Vegas! Woo!
Vegas.
Vegas, 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 Vegas.
V-E-G-A-S. You text that to 68683. Text Vegas to 68683 for your shot at $2,000 today.
And you damn well better take that money to Vegas when you win. Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour. Till 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
That's Cassiosaurus Rex.
He's so sexy.
He's a little meaner than the cow Bessie.
Yeah, she was nice. I liked her.
Text the word oil.
She's pooped somewhere now, I suppose.
This word, this hour's word is oil.
Oil.
O-I-L. Oil.
Oil.
Text that to 68683. That's oil to 68683 for your shot at $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock or whenever we fall asleep.
We've got, in a few seconds, the word for you to text this hour.
Oh, yeah. Cassiosaurus Rex is going to show up and stomp on everybody.
To win $2,000. So keep listening for that.
Which, of course, is the wrong attitude. If your kid's in trouble, you should be very upset. You know? They're rolling their eyes.
Listen.
Or whatever.
People like you and I grow up and have kids, and we're still people like you and I. Cassiosaurus Rex has arrived, and the word for this hour is roar.
Roar!
R-O-A-R. Roar. You text that to 68683. That's 68683, the word roar, for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight.
Good luck.
That's just terrifying.
It's Cassiosaurus Rex.
Oh, okay.
You know from his voice. Listen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is Cassiosaurus Rex.
You can win $2,000. This hour's word to text is Pomona.
Pomona, like the town?
Yep, P-O-M-O-N-A, Pomona. You text that to 68683. That's Pomona to 68683, and you could win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. Do you know the magazine NME, the New Music Express? Well, on this day in rock in 1964, the New Music Express had a poll winners concert at Wembley Empire Pool in London, and the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and the Dave Clark Five headline. Led Zeppelin played Whole Lotta Love live for the very first time ever on this day in rock in 1969 during the band's second North American tour, and that was at the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco. Featuring the songs Let 'Em In and Silly Love Songs, Paul McCartney's Wings at the Speed of Sound went to number one on the U.S. album charts, where it spent seven unconsecutive weeks at number one on this day in rock in 1976.